Welcome to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head WSEG. A comprehensive look at Cavalry Day Athletics. Now, here's your host, ESPN High School Insider, PJ Zucco.
And a good evening, Cavalry Day Cavaliers football fans. Welcome to Cavalier Corner here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. I am PJ Zucco here with you once again as we get set for the playoffs on the football side of things. The Cavaliers get back on the field this Friday night as they get through that first round bye in the GHSA single A classification private school bracket, and they look forward to taking on Holy Innocents this Friday night as Holy Innocents gets a 44-21 victory over Mount DeSalis there last Friday in a 24-9 upset. But Cavalry Day gets that first round bye and looks to get back on the field at home on Friday for this big second round playoff game for the Cavaliers. A lot to talk about this evening, and can't wait to talk about all of it with Mark Stroud, the head coach of the Cavalry Day Cavaliers football team. We'll chat about the bye week. Of course, we'll go back and also chat about that win over Jenkins County in the region crossover game. It was a 38-6 victory for the Cavaliers and a big statement win there, and keeps that momentum rolling for the Cavaliers into the playoffs and into the bye week. We'll chat about the bye week and the injuries for this football team. How many guys are the Cavaliers going to get back this Friday evening? And then, of course, we'll talk about Holy Innocents as well. What do they bring to the table as a football team, and what do the Cavaliers have to do to be able to win this game on Friday night and move forward into round three of the playoffs and potential for some huge matchups for Cavalry Day down the road, as you have the 24th team here in Holy Innocents this Friday night. But they've played a tough schedule. If you get through that one, don't want to look too far ahead, but if you get through that one, you might be traveling up to Athens Academy, the number one team in the playoffs for this single A private school classification. So Cavalry Day looking to get to a state championship and looking to be playing on December 8th in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but obviously got to get these victories and got to move forward through the playoffs every Friday evening to be able to get there. It all starts this Friday against Holy Innocents at the Specialty Sports Complex. Be sure to get out there and support these Cavaliers and be a part of this playoff run for Cavalry Day. But like I said, a lot to get to, and can't wait to chat with Mark Stroud, the head coach of that Cavaliers football team. We'll chat with him when we come back here on Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. Big show coming. Stay tuned.
Now, back to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio. Here's PJ Zucco.
And welcome back, Cavalier Corner here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. PJ Zucco here with you this evening as we chat Cavalry Day Cavalier football and getting back on the gridiron this Friday evening for a home playoff game is the Cavaliers, following a first round bye and clinching that 8th seed in the playoffs. They'll take on Holy Innocents at home on Friday, as Holy Innocents defeats Mount DeSalis at 44-21 last week, the 24-9 upset there, and the 9 team travels to Cavalry Day this Friday night. And joining us now to chat with us about his team, that big playoff game coming up on Friday, is Mark Stroud, head coach of the Cavalry Day Cavaliers. Coach Stroud, how you doing this evening?
Well,
Coach, great to hear. Glad to talk to you here this evening and have you back on the show as we look forward to another huge football game for Cavalry Day as we move into the playoffs for the Cavalry Day Cavaliers football team and get that first round bye after defeating Jenkins County 38-6 there in the region crossover game. And Coach, not to go too far into it as it was a few weeks ago, but obviously that a big victory to be able to get going into the playoffs, keeping that momentum going and also putting yourself in the position to be able to get this 8 seed in the playoffs. So a big win there against Jenkins County a few weeks ago for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I mean, Jenkins has got a really good team, honestly. They had some tough luck. You see, they kind of just fumbled their season away almost, and we were able to capitalize some fumbles as well. But they have a real quality team. There's some good players, well coached. We were fortunate to, they kind of turned the ball with some. My kids play hard, but they got a good team. I think if they just would not have had turnovers this year, the course season, they'd be a team that would be it'll be a very tough opponent for somebody. So we're glad to get them out of there alive with a good victory.
Right, right. Not always difficult for every team to dealing with turnovers and things of that nature, and we'll see if they can correct that moving forward. But a big win for Calvary Day. Coach, you earned the bye week. Good to get your guys rested up and whatnot for the big four-week stretch ahead. How do you feel like that bye week went for Calvary Day last week? What was the kind of mindset going into it?
You mean the bye week? I mean, you just want to improve. I mean, that's the whole thing with having a bye week. You just want to go in that week. You want to really, really improve and get better as a team. You just don't want to go backwards by for sure. And you just want to make sure that you're cleaning up stuff that needs to be cleaned up. That you got to improve on. You got to get that fixed. And you just got to think about some things that you might want to install or just kind of tweak a little bit. And so we've done that. We try to take care of Calvary and try to get better, improve in the areas where we're weak in. We got to get better in and tweak some things that need to be tweaked a little bit. You just got time. Sometimes in a game week, you just don't have time to do those kind of things. So it's all about cleaning up. It's all about trying to improve individuals and improve schemes in some kind of way.
Right, Coach, for sure. And I know I want to move forward in those kind of things, but also want to, guys aren't going to heal faster in the bye week by any means. But as we go into this playoff run for the Calvary Day Cavaliers, what's the injury report look like as you get back on the field on Friday?
We're getting most of our guys back. Not everybody, but most of our guys are coming back. And no one's, some of the guys aren't quite 100%, but they're back on the field. And yeah. Still, we got a couple guys that's not really available yet. No, we're getting close.
And that'll be good to see all those guys getting back on the field for Calvary Day, and Calvary Day close to being 100% player-wise when it comes to injuries. So certainly can't wait for that on Friday night as Calvary Day hosts Holy Innocence in the second round of the GHSA playoffs there at Calvary Day. What atmosphere it's going to be. Can't wait for it. When we come back, we're talking to Mark Stroud, head coach of the Calvary Day Cavaliers, and we'll chat with him even more about this football game, Holy Innocence as a football team, and what the Cavaliers have got to look out for and do to win on Friday night. That's here on Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. Stay tuned.
Back to PJ Zucco and Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back, Cavalier Corner here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. PJ Zucco here with you this evening as we get set for this big 24-9 matchup between Holy Innocence and Calvary Day. Holy Innocence obviously getting that big 24-9 upset over Mount DeSales, 44-21 last week, and they'll travel down to Calvary Day in the Specialty Sports Complex on Friday night. Continuing to join us here on the Cavalier Corner is Mark Stroud, head coach of the Calvary Day Cavaliers football team, and a big win over Jenkins County in the 38-6, a victory there in the region crossover game. Big bye week last week to get things even more perfected for this football team and getting better at their craft, getting better at what they do, and of course want to get some guys rested up as well. But coach, getting back on the football field here on Friday night, I'm sure your guys are itching and ready to get back on the field against a very talented team in Holy Innocence. Gets that big upset there over the 9 seed last week. And, Coach, when you look at them on film, what they've done this season, what do you got to prepare for? What jumps off the page? And how do you got to look to beat this team here on Friday?
They're probably the best offensive team we played all year long. They're very, very good on offense, very physical. Very, very proficient in what they're doing. They have a great back. They're a triple option team. They have a great fullback. They just know exactly what they're doing with the option. They're very good at it. So, their offense is going to, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, we're going to have to play really well and just play really, really sound football and not make a mistake on offense. And you hope you can just slow them down and kind of keep them, keep them from making any kind of big plays on you, and just going to make them earn everything they earn. I mean, I feel great about our guys. Like, they're working hard. They're locked in. And, I feel great about their effort and great about their, preparing this week. But still, it's just a matter of, it's still going to be a challenge. I mean, we have to go out there and play really well in defense, be super sound, and just not make any kind of mistake with blown assignments in any kind of way because they are very good on offense.
Right, like you said, Coach, they've scored 40 or more points in four of the five of their last games, and very key defensively. But I know with option teams, that triple option look, it's very important to read keys and just know your assignments extremely well. Other than that, what are the biggest things in being able to defend that? Obviously, the front seven has a lot on their plate coming up this week.
Yeah, it starts there. I mean, it starts on the line of scrimmage, and then you got to take care of every part of it. You just cannot go sleep anywhere and can't be in the wrong place. You can't get out formatted. You can't get out motioned and things like that. You just got to, you know, it's a strenuous week of practice just trying to make sure you're prepared for everything that might get at you and making sure you're in the right place. So, you know, that's a challenge, and, you know, actually our guys are doing a good job preparing. Then it's a matter of just going out there. The thing you can't really simulate in practice is the speed of how fast it's going to happen. And so we're trying our best to prepare guys for that. And so, you know, it's a challenge. It's a good challenge, but it's a challenge. And, you know, every team they've lost to is still playing. They're all second-round teams, and including Holy Innocence is a second-round team. So they're a really quality football team. Defensively, they're very sound. You know, I think they put they put a lot into their offense, but their defense is physical and tough as well.
Right, Coach, and certainly looking forward to that matchup between a really good defense there at Calvary Day and a good triple option offense there with Holy Innocence. But, Coach, I know they have a lot to prepare for with your offense as well. What do you feel like Coach Wayne Brantley is cooking up there, the offensive coordinator spot for this Holy Innocence defense? And how do you feel like your offense can attack this team well and move the ball well against Holy Innocence?
Yeah, I mean, I think most teams in the playoffs now, I mean, usually the deeper you get in, people are just who they are. And we kind of are who we are. And so we'll try to get, you know, better at what we're doing. We'll try, you know, Coach Brant does a good job of calling the stuff on Friday night. So we'll just be smart in what they give us. I mean, we have like everybody that's playing well, you have a full package of plays that you hope will threaten the entire field. So, we just kind of find out how they're going to play us. They don't do anything different than what they've done on film. And then we just got to make an adjustment if they do, and try to hurt them where they're most vulnerable at. So that's our whole plan. We'll be who they are. We are, and I'm sure they're gonna come in here and be who they are. And then it just comes down to execution and being smart, and, you know, taking advantage of things they're giving you. And you know, once you do that, then it's all about making plays.
Right, Coach, for sure. And I know every single game you don't want to do any of these things, but as we talk about, the deeper and deeper you get, the little things become more important, and obviously the better teams you're playing as well. And this a position where the next 3-4 weeks at Calvary Day and really every high school football team that's in the playoffs can't beat themselves. So penalties, turnovers, things of that nature become even more important to stay away from here in the GHSA playoffs.
Yeah, you don't want to go into a game and just have a lot of self-inflicted wounds. I mean, you just don't want to do it. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's just, you don't want to defeat yourself. I mean, you want to go and play as well as you can and be as clean as you can as you play, penalty-wise. And you know, if you can do that and you play really hard and you're smart, then you've done all you can do. Just can't have self-inflicted wounds. And those things, you know, literally will take you down quick.
Right, Coach, definitely. Finally, as we look forward to Holy Innocence, something that also becomes even more important as we move into the playoffs is special teams and being able to play well on that side of the ball. Calvary Day special teams has played very well, whether it be punting, kicking, or blocking things and being able to run things back. How do you feel like you're at special teams-wise moving into the playoffs, and how important is it to be able to make sure they make big plays as well?
Yeah, just Justin Fields is our special teams coordinator. He's done just a fabulous job with special teams. He runs the whole thing. He's done a really good job with it. He has a good scheme in place every week and, you know, in every phase of the game. So we've made some big plays on special teams. Everything from blocking punts, returning kicks, to make a field goal. So he's done a really good job. Our guys have really worked at it. So, yeah, I hope that can play into the game Friday night. I feel like, you know, we've done a good job there, and maybe something big will happen there.
For sure. Mark Stroud, head coach of the Calvary Day Cavaliers, has been our guest here on Cavalier Corner as the Cavaliers get set for a home game coming up against Holy Innocents on Friday evening in the GHSA playoffs. A big 8 versus 24 matchup here in the second round of the GHSA playoffs. So get out and support the Cavaliers coming up on Friday night. Coach Stroud, certainly appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Great talking to you once again, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, JP. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Coach. That's Mark Stroud, head coach of the Calvary Day Cavaliers football team here on Cavalier Corner. So, yeah, huge one here on Friday night. Holy Innocents coming to the Specialty Sports Complex after a big 24-9 upset there last week, 44-21, and a very strong offense. As Coach Stroud said, for Holy Innocents, have scored over 40 points in 4 of their last 5 games, and it certainly has a potential to be a shootout, as the Cavaliers have a very talented offense as well. Now, in saying that, I do have a lot of faith in that defense for Calvary Day. We focused on the front 7 there for a second, but really everyone has to play well and read their keys and be in the right position when you take on a triple option attack, especially one that has a lot of talent on their side of things. And Mount Holy Innocents certainly does, with a good running attack coming off of that triple option. And yeah, the front 7 is going to have a lot on their hands, but also you got to look at the secondary. Do they come down and help in run support? And when you do, you can't get beat over the top by play action passes. You know, teams like this might throw it 2 or 3 times a game, but if all 3 of those or 4 of those are touchdowns, then you're certainly in a bad spot, not where you want to be on the defensive side of things. So got to be able to get good pressure there with the defensive line and make sure they don't get anything going downhill. Linebackers got to be able to make those tackles and get tackles for losses as well when they can, not only on the quarterback, but there were those running backs that going all over the place in that triple option offense. And as we said, with the secondary, just can't get caught out of position in the running game or in the passing game. Got to make sure you take the right angles and take the right routes to be able to make tackles and things of that nature. And just really, when you take on a triple option attack, really one of those things where you have to read your keys well. They're going to try and get you with some misdirection. Have to read those keys well, and don't get your mind or eyes wandering in any direction that they shouldn't be. And obviously read your keys and just fit on the ball well there on the defensive side of things. But obviously with this Calvary Day football team, have a lot of faith in their defense, but also in their offense and special teams. Feel like special teams will be very big for the Cavaliers, not only this Friday night, but in the playoffs as a whole, if they get a victory and move forward, which I'm looking forward to them doing. And this special teams has done big things all year, whether it be punt blocks, kick blocks, returning punts for touchdowns and things of that nature, kickoffs for touchdowns. There's been a whole lot of that this year for Calvary Day on the special team side of things. So hopefully that is ticking and going well for Calvary Day on Friday night. And of course, the offense with Thomas Carver there at quarterback, a guy who's been in this position before with the Cavaliers and been in these big moments. Obviously, the wide receiving core, I feel like, has gained some more depth this year as well, with some guys banged up over the course of the regular season, but other wide receivers have stepped up in their positions. Of course, you have Grant Thomas, who's always there for the Cavaliers, who you can always look to in a big moment or for a big reception for this Cavalier ball club. And then the running game with Jalen Leary, Rocco Griffin, some experienced guys who have been there before as well, and they've been putting up numbers and production all season for the Cavaliers. And this offensive line has impressed me from the get-go. They dealing with some injuries and whatnot, they've gained depth and gained chemistry with each other on that Cavalier offense. So not a lot of weak spots for the Cavaliers. If you look at this team as a whole, you just got to make sure the team is clicking in every facet of the ball game to be able to win in the playoffs. It's the 24-ranked team, but as Coach Stroud has said, every team that they've lost to is still playing. Obviously, had a very tough schedule, and they also got a big win last week on the road. So while Calvary Day will have the home field advantage and quite a big one there on Friday night, Holy Innocents definitely not someone to overlook, and I'm sure the Cavaliers will not do that on the football field or on the sidelines. As Calvary Day not a stranger to these big moments, whether it be the fans, the coaches, or the players, and make sure you do your part and get out to the Specialty Sports Complex on Friday night to support these Cavaliers, and I'm sure it will be a fantastic atmosphere. Can't wait to see it with the stands packed and standing room only there at the Specialty Sports Complex, which was made for these types of moments on the field and off of it in the surrounding area there on that Calvary Day campus. So be sure to get out there on Friday night and hopefully be a part of a huge Calvary Day Cavaliers football victory over Holy Innocents. We'll have to see how it goes on Friday night, and we'll be back with you here next Wednesday from 6:30 to 7 on Cavalier Corner here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. I am PJ Zucco, hoping you have a fantastic rest of your week and Friday evening. Go out and support the Cavaliers on Friday night. Be safe wherever you go the rest of this week and, of course, the weekend as well. And God bless.
You've been listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. A weekly look inside Cavalry Day Athletics on ESPN Radio, Hilton Head 92.7, and Savannah AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Tune in next week on Cavalier Corner.